The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki. Yeah. Hello out there, besties. How you doing this morning? Oh, it's my birthday. And happy birthday to me. I'm 37. I want to acknowledge that it's a great day for everyone else. It's the thing is, when you don't like your own birthday, it bums people out who like your birthday. And I don't not like my birthday because I'm getting older. Like, 37 is like the dopest age I could ever think of. Like, it's actually the coolest number. It's cooler than 36. I've been saying I'm 37 since probably the turn of the year because I just like, you pretty much are. If you think about it, when you turn zero, when you turn one, the whole year you're saying I'm one, but you're way long. No, you're not saying that unless you're a baby who can like talk. But like any age you say, you're not that. You're more than that. So like I always round up, you know? So like I will start say, oh, 38 is a little daunting. I can't go there yet. I will December 1st when it becomes, you know, 37.5. And then 0.5, I remember from elementary school, is when you bump it up, right? So that's when I'll start saying 38 to people, because let's just go there. It's like when I go on dating apps and I present, you know, less attractive pictures than me, then maybe I will show up on a first date. I like to, you know, give people low expectations and then show up and they're like, whoa, she's at 38. Is this bitch 37 and a half? Because she looks it. And then they're really wowed. No, it's really nice. I woke up. I was supposed to wake up at 9:30. My alarm went off, went back to sleep because I was having some good dreams. And then woke up at 11:15, 11:20 or something like that. Was supposed to start the podcast at 11. Had no text from Noah or Andrew equals they were letting me be myself for my birthday. And it was really nice. And I woke up with like kind of like in a bizarro world, like, because I'm just like, don't I have things to do today? And like, why is no one, everyone that I got, you know, I woke up to like so many texts, which if you're out there and you go, bitch, why are you complaining that so many people love you on your birthday? Or why are you even bragging? I realize that it is a privilege and an honor to have so many people care about me that I get that many texts on my birthday. A little daunting though to, you know, to write thanks, blah, blah, blah. Cause I try to make them personalized and I try to like say what they made me feel. So I try to make write back to each person, not just like a thumbs up, but you know, something personalized. Tonight I'm supposed to go to dinner with my family. And then we are going to go do karaoke at this like karaoke room. Because all I really want to do on my birthday, because the one privilege of my birthday that I love is that I get to be the center of attention and no one else gets a turn. Like you get to go first on things. Like when it's your birthday party, you get to like play pin the tail on the flounder, which is a game that my mom came up with when I had a Little Mermaid birthday party. I get to go first. It's my birthday. And for karaoke, you know, I love to sing. And I don't feel that secure about it. So it's never something that I'm like eager to take over and do. Wow, I just found the longest arm hair. It is crazy how much longer it is than my other arm hairs. I thought it was like a piece of like a hair from my head that got caught on my arm. That is a beaut. All right, well, that's a birthday surprise that I will keep. I tried to pull it out, but it's like now I just want to grow it for luck. Yeah, so tonight I was supposed to go to a karaoke place with my sister, her husband. They were going to get sitters for the kids. Kids are just such a... Everything you want to do for yourself with your family involves a babysitter and finding a way to have the kids get there, or you have to go to dinner at 11:30 a.m. so that you can, you know, it's so... Noah's laughing. It's not... There's nothing about it that's... I'm not even exaggerating. Like, and when you hang out with kids, it's the kids. Like, you don't have real conversations, which I don't care. I mean, like, when I'm around the kids, I definitely give that up. But I'm someone who likes to cuss and have real conversations and that take longer than 25 seconds to get off the ground. When the kids are around, you can talk about the weather and just very, like, very generalized. Like, how was that thing? Oh, it was good? Okay, now I'm going to go chase Poppy and pretend that I can't wait to chase her and that I can't catch up to her, even though she runs very slow. And I'm lying that she's fast. I lie to children constantly. My no lying thing, constantly lying to children. I am not a tickle monster. I do when she, you know, kicks me in the swing, it does not hurt. It does not send me flying back as far as I go. I'm inauthentic to children. I will not perpetuate the lie of Santa Claus, though, anymore. I will watch my parents and their parents do it, but I will not, because I think it is one of the craziest things we do in our culture is lie about Santa to children. It really fucked me up. It made me not trust my parents. I still don't trust them fully because of it, because I flat out asked them time after time if Santa was real, and my dad's foot would shake and I knew he was lying to me. And I go, it's okay if he's not real. I can take it. I was a very precocious sixth grader. It was time to tell me, Dad. That's an exaggeration. It was fourth grade. But I remember just being like, you got to let me know, because I'm really holding strong to this in class. It's getting me a lot of enemies. I'm probably the only one in class who believes in Santa. But if it is real, Dad, if he is real, I will keep this going and I will support. I will be pro Santa in my fourth grade class. It really is like being a pro-Trumper in a class of, like, just being the outcast, or, you know, even wherever you are. Like, I just got a lot of really nice notes about the Theo Von podcast that I was on and Santino's podcast, Whiskey Ginger. Although a lot of incels got mad at me for how I was mean to Andrew Colin on that podcast. And that was the podcast of the day of the fight, you guys, where we made up. So we went on that show and I've been getting one guy really trolled me hard the other day, being like, you're such a bitch. And I go, I'm sorry someone in your life talks to you the way I talk to Andrew. I'm working on it and I'm trying to be better. I don't know specifically what I did. I go, I'm sorry your mom didn't love you enough. I did my classic troll line. And then we got into it and I go, what is specifically did I say to him? Can you give me a point in the episode? He goes, go read the comments on YouTube and you'll see how much everyone hates you. And I was like, not going to do that. But what was my point? My point is, it's my birthday. And Noah, you made an amazing post for me, had all the greatest pictures of me. It almost was hurtful how good I looked in all those photos. And it made me want to go get injections in my face again, because those were all around the time I think I had like lasers and like things put in my face. And then Andrew took a video of me this morning where I'm crawling on the ground. I didn't know I was being filmed until I look at the camera. And that is a true one. I try not to lie on those, you know, where people fake, like, I don't know I'm being filmed. I know most of the time, but sometimes I don't. I didn't know. And I look like I have Botox because my face is so puffy from just waking up. But no, that's just really my face. I haven't had any work done in so long. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I had a really good, but your post for me, Noah, was so good. And then my other friend, I had another friend make a collage of pictures of us, you know, or a medley of pictures of us that I really loved, because someone who's blocked me still follows her. And I know that that person will see it. And I look awesome in all the photos. And it reminds maybe that person that blocking me was probably a mistake of their life, you know, too late. Or is it? Yeah, I don't know. Easter fashion. So Easter fashion is the Easter. Okay. So instead of saying Easter egg, so those of you who are new listeners, or those of you who have been listening a long time and maybe don't know what the fuck we're talking about, whenever we like hint at something that we can't tell you on air because of sensitive issues, or it's something that's like foreshadowing something that we might tell you about later, because there's a lot of things in this podcast that, I mean, truth be told, whether you're a longtime bestie, which means you've been listening for a month and a half or whatever it's been, which thank you so much, or you're someone who just got into it because someone turned you onto it, or I don't know what, we call their Easter eggs, which are little secrets that later on will maybe make sense, or if you can piece them all together, you can maybe figure out what I'm talking about. And those of you who don't care about my personal life and what I'm, or whatever we're trying to hide from you, not, we're not trying to hide it. We're just not saying it overtly. And so we'll say fashion egg because Andrew didn't remember Easter egg, the words. So he said fashion egg once and I just said Easter fashion. So I think that should be the new one because it's so, and it just makes me think of like pastel frilly dresses that I used to have to wear to church when we would go on Easter because my mom thought maybe that would prevent us from going to hell deep down in her heart. So anyway, tonight, karaoke's not happening. The room is closed. So I'm trying to find out something else to do. My sister goes, what about an escape room? And I go, my life is an escape room. Why would I? Do you know, putting my family in a room where you have to figure out how to get out and there are clues and things to read, and that is a nightmare for my family of like, let me read it. Well, you missed this part. What about over here? Julie, you're not going over there. Like, it's just a nightmare. So not going to do that. I just want to sing. I want everyone to have to watch me sing. I have been really practicing my don't speak since yesterday. I did a really good impression yesterday, and then I went to drive yesterday, Noah, and I really worked on it, and it's really good now. And so I wanted to bust that out tonight. So I might go to the Funny Bone open mic, which is in the Westport Plaza here in St. Louis, where I started comedy. And I celebrated my 21st birthday there 16 years ago. And I might go back to the same jazz and blues club that is connected to it because they do karaoke after. I'm going to text them and see if I can make it all about me, if I can rent it out tonight. So maybe that's an option. But the truth is, it's going to be a pain in the ass for my sister to get out there with her kids. It's going to like make things hard. I'm guessing they're not even going to go because they have kids. I just yesterday after I hung out, after I got to lunch with my parents, I went over to my sister's. My parents are back in town because their Greece trip got canceled because my dad's passport was expired in 45 days and they needed it to be 90 days. So they got sent back home and I got them two nights of a hotel in St. Louis so they could have a staycation. My mom is in the best mood. She's like, this is the best thing that ever happened to us. My mom is literally changing because of me. And I don't mean to like give it all. My mom is like this positive energy. Like she goes, Nick, I'm just happy. This is the happiest I've ever been. I got her a new car, which she deserves. I told her to stop feeling guilt, that accept things in life. Like, people always say that when you change, you can't change other people. You just have to change yourself, and then it rubs off on the people who love you. You don't, like, tell them what you're doing, but they just start to notice, and they start to, like, pick it up. I'm finally seeing it work on my mom, who is 62 years old, and she was just, like, happy yesterday. I had a really good talk with my dad. I went on a walk. I told my mom I needed to have a private talk with my dad, which I've legit never had. I've never been like, I have to talk to you about something. But something was really bothering me about our relationship and something that happened last week. It really affected me. I knew my dad didn't even notice because in the moment I kept it in because I didn't want to blow up because I was too emotional about it. I sat with it for a week, talked to many friends. And then yesterday I took my dad on a walk with the dogs, left my mom at my apartment to judge how dirty it was. She didn't, but it was really dirty. And then I said, it was really hard for me to do, but we were walking. I was like, Dad, can I talk to you about something that has been bugging me? And we talked and then we like hugged on the street. It was so lovely. So I'm really grateful for my life in my 37th year. I'm grateful for this podcast. I really am happy. I am grateful for the dog on my lap who was shaking before because he was just trying to be a little, my dog Luigi, who I got back is dramatic sometimes and he needs attention. So sometimes he like acts like he's like sick and sad. And then I pet him and love him. And then he gets still and he's just a little mushy boy now. I'm grateful for the show that I get to do today. And I'm grateful to open Andrew Collins' present live on air that he has been trying to give me since the second he bought it because the boy has no patience. He can't help it. I've never met someone so excited to give me things. This morning he got me a coffee and I swear to God, I opened my door and he was like, he's like a little four-year-old who made a Mother's Day gift. I'm not kidding you guys. He's waiting at my door and he goes, happy birthday. And he has the coffee in hand. He goes, I got you a coffee. And I go, thank you so much. And I'm like running around my room trying to get ready for the podcast. And like my clothing is sweaty because I sweat too much in bed last night. I'm answering all these texts. I'm like, I'll be right out. He puts it in my room on a suitcase that I almost knock over because he just wants me to see it and to have it. You know, like little boys that are like, look at my art, mom. Look, 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 look. And it's just like, I'll be in the kitchen a second to get my oatmeal and where I usually drink my coffee. I can have it then, but it's just so cute. He really does become a little boy when it comes to gifts. And we're going to see, and I forced him to let me open his gift on air. And honestly, guys, it's just because I don't want to be a bitch about it. And I want to be on air because sometimes when I get gifts, I feel very unseen because someone will give me a gift who I think knows me so well. And it's like the opposite of what I would ever want in my life. And it's really a bad trait of mine, but I get this burning anger inside that like my loved ones don't know me. Like yesterday, I got a gift. Like I'll explain a couple things that I've gotten in the past. Well, I won't explain them because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. But I get worse. So this time, no matter what he got me, a Lululemon, because I know it's from Lululemon, even though I have a woman that has written me that works at Lululemon that said I'll get you anything you want. Just let me know the products and I'll send them to you for free. So already I'm a little annoyed. I told my friends and my family that the only thing I want is Taylor Swift things because they're the only things that when I buy myself, I feel ridiculous. It's so much easier to wear a pink shirt with like flowers on it with Taylor Swift's face and say, my friend got this for me, than I went on Etsy and spent a half hour picking out this shirt and I'm 37 years old. So I'm sounding like a bitch. I'm going to be very grateful because I'm just going to accept that this is something I need in my life and that my friends do know me better than I know myself. Let's get into it. Hey, Andrew.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
No, let me just, come on, let me do the whole song.
No, ew, why to are you, it's you, sexual.
Happy birthday.
No, people don't want to hear this.
To you, okay. Happy birthday.
Will you try to?
Mrs. Comedy.
Ooh, I like that.
Happy birthday to you.
Mrs. Comedy. I got married.
Huh?
I got married.
Yeah, to Mr. Comedy, Ron Comedy.
I've always wanted to be a Mrs.
Really? You would take the last name of a guy?
Yeah. I would do a Courtney Cox Arquette.
Courtney, okay.
I really, last night was thinking about it. I had a joke in my first special, my first hour, about marrying a guy with the last name Glazer so that I wouldn't have to change my name. But then our kids, I would still make them hyphenate it so they'd be like,
John,
you know,
Glazer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But mine would be first. And they would just sound like little law firms.
How would you know who's first?
You just do. It's just the feeling. You go, Glazer.
Now, why not marry like a Hendrix and put Hendrix and do Glazer last and switch it up and fucking take
Hendrix
an
Glazer?
Owner? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I would take it. I would do that. If I listen, the man I marry, I will love his last name so much because I will love him so much that I'll be like excited to take his last name. I think Nikki Gun Kelly Glazer is cool.
That does have a ring to it.
Wait a second. Dude, does he go by Machine Gun? Like, is his last name Kelly? It's Colston what?
Colston. No, I someone would have to look that up. I know it's Colston. I think Kelly might be his middle name.
Oh, okay. But
I could be completely wrong.
I think Gun
wrong.
Kelly should be his last name. Yeah, I would take Nikki Matthews. I used to always dream about that. But I think Glazer I have to keep because I've made enough of a name for myself, you know? Would you want your wife to take your last name?
I swear I wouldn't care. It's Colson Baker,
by
the way.
Baker?
Yeah.
Nikki Glazer Baker.
There's ego involved there.
Baker Glazer. Baker Glazer sounds better.
Baker Glazer.
NBG. Ooh, boy.
Has a nice ring to it.
Oh, my God. I am really...
horned up for him?
Yeah. Can't help it.
He's tall, blonde
hair. You know what? I'm Taylor Swifting for him right now. Like, if I let myself, I can't because I want to be friends with him someday. And Taylor Swift, I'm too far gone that I can't be friends with her because it's just, it would be weird. I can only be lovers with her or a fan. But with him, I have to like take it easy because I love him. I love his music so much when I really let myself in that I feel like he makes me feel like Taylor Swift does in terms of like, he lets me get out feelings that I didn't even know I had. Cause I need that candy, man. I need more like Mandy, yeah. It's just like Zanny, yeah. He has a song where he goes, he's talking about drugs and like getting high. And obviously I relate to like, I just want more. But I love the line he goes, something about candy. He calls pills and stuff candy and taking Addies to stay up. And then he goes, Zanny, yeah. And he goes, I need more like Mandy. Yeah. And I was like, what is Mandy? And then it's Mandy Moore.
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah. I love it.
Wow. You did a deep search?
No, I just looked up the lyrics and I go, what does Moore mean? Like more like Mandy. And then I was like, oh my God, it's Mandy Moore.
But there's got to be something behind it, no?
No, it's just like Mandy Moore.
Just like a fun, like, yeah, it's like kind of a rap call, thing.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you know I keep that candy, yeah. I need more like Mandy, yeah. Stay up, take Addies,
did she
yeah.
ever get addicted to drugs?
I'm trying to fix this damage, yeah. I think I could do an impression of, I'm in my head again. I took more medicine. Ripped up the parts from my heart and my chest again. Hey, fuck it. It was raised like that. So oh, I boy. Guess I never really changed like that. I've been taking shots to the brain like that. Blacked out drunk and I came pain like that. Helped for me to get, I don't know.
Pain like
I,
that.
I just love this. Helped for me to get through all the pain like that. I love that because whenever I'm sorry, I'm going off on this tangent.
I like
you guys.
A rap song that ends with the same words over and over.
Yeah, again. Like changed like that, brain like that, came like that, pain like that. I mean, it's all rhyming, but he's doing like that. I just want to say, though, that I love this lyric. It's not just like any other kind of song, because what helps me when I smoke too much pot or I'm doing something that I know is like maybe not the best for my body, I always go, I'm doing this because it's, I want to be better. I want to feel better. This isn't something I should feel bad about. I'm only wanting to be good and I'm only trying to be better. So it helped me through the pain. I don't like judge it. I go, this is helping me through the pain. Allow myself to have it. Hope that it doesn't, you know, like, be more forgiving, because the hatred for yourself in doing the thing is only going to lead to more of it. Whereas if you just go, I'm trying to heal the pain, and you acknowledge it, you might not do as much.
Yes.
I just love that.
I just think that if the reward of you taking the drugs or whatever the drugs are, and then you perform better, and then you rely on these drugs, and you think it's the only way you could perform, it starts getting pretty ugly, no matter how happy you are towards them.
Well, that's not what he's saying in the song. I think he acknowledges that it's a problem,
yeah,
and that's what the song is about. But I do think that, I don't think he says it anywhere in the song, it makes him perform better. But yeah, when people make those excuses, they're not really being honest with themselves. Whereas in this song, he's being honest with himself. It does help him through the pain in that moment. Let me open your present.
I got you a present, yeah. You ready for it right now? It's coming out of the bag.
No, don't. I'm not gonna take it out of the bag.
I'm not taking it.
It's a Lululemon bag. Can we talk about your over enthusiasm to give people gifts as soon as you get them?
Sure. First of all, this gift, I've learned. I bought you earrings 3 years ago. I bought you turquoise earrings, and you haven't ever fucking worn them.
I know.
I learned my lesson. I went too hard in the paint. It's like you with Machine Gun Kelly. You can't go too far in. I went too far in. Mm-hmm. It was a bad present.
Yep.
And I apologize.
Hold on.
Although we should give them away, I think, to a fan, because you'll never wear them.
Yeah, I would give away my turquoise earrings to a fan. It would be a fun little giveaway. I have a lot of things to give away that I would do for just like fun. Yeah, so it including this gift I'm about to open. I'm just kidding. I'm really excited. Okay, here's the thing.
I've done a lot of acts of service already today.
Yes. The thing is, it's like, this is what I don't like about gifts.
I'm kidding. It was obviously sarcasm in that. I walked your dog and got your coffee twice. It's complete sarcasm.
Well, because the first time you fucked up my coffee, but that was an honest Noah's mistake.
Fault.
No,
she
word latte was not the word latte was not a part of the thing you sent, so it was just a coffee with almond milk and the thing, which is still fine. And I will use the coffee from it later for an iced coffee. But in terms of a hot coffee, I need mostly milk, and it needs the word latte.
All right, so, the present's coming.
Hold on. Can I just say something? So I already talked about it, but this morning, like, you're like a little 4-year-old boy on Mother's Day that waits outside his mother's bedroom to be like, I made you something. Finally, yeah. Mommy, I did something for you, which you do for me all the time. But when you put that coffee on my suitcase, when you go, I got coffee for you. And I go, thank you, Andrew. That's so nice. And like, you could have put it in the kitchen, like waiting for me where I drink my coffee, but you put it on this like wobbly suitcase that I could have knocked over and made a huge mess for like the
And you literally spilled coffee to last like 5 days.
It was so funny.
Here's the thing. I wanted to give you coffee in bed, but I'm not allowed to get close to your bed. You know, there's a boundary there.
Talk about not being able to get close to your bed. I asked you for deodorant today and you like will not let me in your room.
Because my room, I cleaned my room and now it's filthy again.
I will never judge your room.
I know.
Honestly, can we just be cool about our rooms? You might see a vibrator with some jingle bells, jingle bells.
And you
like
might see a Polaroid of you next to my pillow. You
and
might.
You know what? I've been looking for that Polaroid.
Well, it was on the fridge. What do you want a man to do?
I don't know. I don't know why I was myself right before, because I like to be reminded of how good it feels to finger myself in a grainy Polaroid photo right before I reach for the almond milk that doesn't have a cap, because I have ADD and I lose the caps all the time. All of our almond milks in the fridge have no caps.
No caps.
I'm just like,
no, that's like a phrase. No cap.
No cap. Oh yeah.
No cap.
Like,
no cap.
Remember on the new show that I'm going
like
to be
your
on
name Glazer
that,
Glazer.
You know the new show that I'm doing that you we taped in the Cayman Islands.
Yes.
Remember that day that one of the cool kids said no cap, and I go, what the hell does no cap mean? Like live on the show, and they're like, it means like. No, like,
no
like for real. Like, for real.
No
I was
lie.
Like, oh, okay. No cap. Cool. So I hope that you got me a cap, actually. I've been looking for a new hat. I wonder what's in this bag. Here's my apprehension. I hate opening gifts because you know that sometimes I feel unseen by gifts. And I'm like, I would never wear this. I would like, what do you think of me?
True. But
so I'm a little nervous about this. Or my size. Let's hope you got an extra negative 43. Do they even have that size?
I want a negative 45 because I...
Oh my God.
Because I knew you.
All right, let's see what it is.
You'd finally fit into it.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Thank you so much, Andrew. Okay,
you're
I'm
welcome.
Opening the Lululemon bag live. Luigi?
I'm a little nervous.
Luigi's in my lap.
I feel pretty confident about it. I think it's right.
Wait, you told me that you were going to get this. You already told me you were going to get this.
What's a cock ring?
It's a fanny pack. Oh my God, it's so cool.
Now,
I love it.
I went with the colored one that's a little bit more fun and funky.
Love.
There
love,
is a
love,
black
love.
And gray one. I will return it, but I think this is more like what
I kind of like the green.
Yes, it's very
this
cute.
Is so cool. It makes me feel like a teen.
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
You're welcome.
I love it. Fanny pack. Thanks,
Andrew.
It'll go
great with the earrings.
This will be perfect. Oh my God, you're right. It will go. I got a fanny pack from Lululemon. Thank you so much. I love it so much.
I know. We're both Lulu heads. But
yeah, you can't go wrong.
I mean, you said the other day, you're like, I wish I had a fanny pack. And I take note and I went. And
you did good, buddy. You
thank
did good.
You. I'm happy about it.
Thank you. And thank you for your post on Instagram, even though you chose some, I love that you,
for our Nikki Glazer pod
you chose
one.
Pictures. Oh yeah. That was like the grossest face I've ever made, but my
no,
body looks
I think
sick.
I think that face is fun. You're not looking at, that's like the new thing. No cap is
really?
That not to look at the camera.
Oh,
no cap.
Okay, cool.
No eyes.
All right. Well, I appreciate everything.
And your mouth
I feel
was
so
open.
Loved.
Your mouth was open. It was kind
it
of sexual.
Is. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank
I'm telling you.
You.
Yeah. I was, and it says do not enter behind you, which is
oh
hilarious.
My God. God, that's like the opposite of what I want.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not real, actually. Oh my God. Thank you so much, Andrew. What a special day.
Wait, what other picture? You were mad about the Dave Matthews photos?
No, I was not. I wasn't mad about anything. I was just giving you shit.
Because
you were like, all these moments from your life that were the best moments. When in truth, like the moments where I'm dressed up on a red carpet are not the best moments of my life. I have to say that I was filled with so much happiness remembering the times that Noah posted because they were all like with my close friends, like being like, love. And you posted the great moments from my life in terms of meeting celebrities, which was the point of that post.
Yes.
But it was interesting to see the juxtaposition of like, these were the best moments of your life. Andrew saying that with tongue in cheek, knowing that I value real friendships more than my meeting Dave Matthews. However, it was nice to see like that. How happy I can it almost made me long so hard for like the days when my face looked like the way it did in Noah's pictures. It was more about my face. I looked so good back then.
Those were the same times.
I know, it was all the same chunk right around Dancing with the Stars when I was like the skinniest and my face looks like the tightest. Listen, I love the way my face is now. I accept my body at any time. I really do. There's no part of me that's like depressed because I used to look better. I'm getting older and I love myself. And I know that whoever I end up with, I truly know that whoever I end up with, whether it's no one or whether it's just me, because I've already accepted that I love myself no matter what I look like, I really do. And I mean that fully, that the person I love will not care that I age. And so that is the true gift of turning 37, is that I'm not scared of aging because the people who love me don't care what I look like.
And he'll be blind with no hands.
Yeah, that I hope. Just touching me with his little stubs. And you can't really
would
get
you feel worse if a guy goes, you're ugly with his eyes, or he actually feels your face and goes, like he keeps going farther down.
I think eyes. Because hands, I'd be like, you don't even know.
Yeah, your hands don't.
I could convince myself he doesn't.
That
guy
really
is such
know.
A dick. What a fucking asshole. I guess he's mad at the world because he has no hands and he's blind. All right, let's get to the show. I mean, well, we've gotten to the show. Let's get to the news.
It happened in a TikTok accident.
What's happening today?
You heard it here first.
Oh, a TikTok accident.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Hey! First of all, this is a fun birthday edition, but not really, but yes, kind of. Happy birthday, Nikki. I hope you're having all this well. So much fun today. I really do. You're amazing, and I really do appreciate you. All right. These celebrities were once roommates. Mickey Glazer and Andrew Collins, number one. Okay. Ryan Gosling once lived with Justin Timberlake and his family in the 90s. Justin said, "We used to do terrible things. We thought we were so cool. They are not really friends anymore." I don't know what happened.
But I believe they were probably friends during the Mickey Mouse Club years. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. I also, Judd Apatow and Adam Sandler were roommates. Marilyn Rice Cub and Sarah Silverman were roommates. There's a lot of really, Jeff Garland and Conan O'Brien were roommates in Chicago early on.
The funny part about all this is
that
all,
I have more info than the
No, article. They were all in their early 20s.
That's what's so interesting.
They were starting out and we're, you know, I'm coming to an end.
Oh, because roommates, no, I love, I was thinking about you last night actually and our roommate situation. Are there any more to share?
Oh yeah, Raven Simone and Lindsay Lohan.
Okay, that was based on Mickey Mouse Club.
They
as
moved to New York City together. They rarely saw each other. She paid rent and was there probably three times.
Yeah,
those are the best roommates.
I know, right? Take a note out of Lindsay's book, why don't you? No, I like when you're around. I get sad when you're not. I get lonely.
Jason Priestley and Brad Pitt.
Oh,
the two also engaged in a dude-worthy competition to see who could go the longest without showering. Brad always won. That's so weird.
Because Brad like can do anything. Jason Priestley is he was so hot though. Where's he at now?
I think he has like 10 kids, like Kirk Cameron.
Oh,
he got in a horrible car wreck.
Okay, well, either having 10 kids or a horrible car wreck. I can't think of what's worse.
I think he hit 10 kids.
I think the car wreck is a metaphor for him having 10 kids. I think people were saying he's been in a horrible car wreck, and they're like, oh, that's a Hollywood way of saying had 10 kids.
Yeah, when you have 10 kids, you're earn-hearted, boy.
Oh God, I felt so bad yesterday when I was with my parents at lunch, and I go, my life is fucking awesome. I have no family, no kids, and Ari was sitting next to us. I forgot Ari has a kid. I'm sorry. Sorry, Ari.
Sorry, Ari.
I know you have a family and kids, and it's like, and a kid, and it's working out great, but like,
so do a lot of our listeners.
There must be a part of you that goes, I just said I'm lucky that I didn't want that. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Because people that do have it wanted it. And I just feel blessed that it's not something that I'm like feeling, because my life didn't work out in a way that I have had an opportunity to even have that. But that's also because I didn't want it. And I just feel grateful I didn't want it because it seems like a lot of work and I would resent it.
And cut to a year from now where you have a baby and you go, this is the love of my life.
I'm open to it.
I've always wanted this baby. I was wrong.
I just don't see it happening. Why are you doing that? I just don't.
With the blind guy with no hands? That'd be pretty cool.
Well, how's he going to help out?
Kick it.
I'm just kidding. Blind people can have children, and so can people with no hands, but both might be a struggle, and you probably need someone who can be full on with you. And I'm just going to, I want to be the one that's blind with no hands. I want to be treated with the same amount. I want to be expected to be as involved as a blind man with no hands.
Oh, my God. So in the bedroom or when you actually have the baby?
No, okay. In the bedroom, we're going to get kinky because I've got no hands. That means I can,
You could throw a nub in your vagine.
If I had nubs, I would definitely fuck myself with nubs. I'm this close to just sticking them.
Oh, I'll find the fist.
I mean, I like.
You fisted? Have you ever fisted yourself?
No, I wanna be someday. Not fisted, because fisted makes everyone think of, like, if you're not familiar with porn, I used to always think that fisting was just like punching a woman in the pussy with your fist, like a dry pussy. It is not that. It is very, the thing is, you have to be completely relaxed and so open and like accepting. And like, it's also, dare I say, beautiful. I remember my friend told me she fisted her wife and I was like, wait, what? I couldn't believe it. It was like the kinkiest thing I've ever heard. And she was like, it was the most amazing experience. And I was like, okay, I guess that's for you guys. And now porn has taken me down fisting.
When she fisted, does she open her hand in there or does she keep it fist?
No. You don't open your hand. Have you never watched fisting porn?
You know, I'm not judging. It's something that. I'm not get that I don't get.
I didn't
into.
Think I was into it either, dude. I swear to God, we contain multitudes.
Sometimes I get
and fist.
It is funny. Going back to my penis, I guess, but like when you finger a girl and then you do two fingers and then you're like, I could barely do three, and then you do three, and then you're like, how wide did this fucking thing go?
Well, we're supposed to be able to push a baby out of it. So actually, if you're relaxed enough and do some breathing, pretty damn wide, and you snap back.
How about this? If a guy's fucking you and he puts two fingers in you while he's banging you.
No. Good? I don't want to. I don't like.
Why can't the meat and the cheese touch?
This is my thing. It's that I don't like. I know it's so stupid because it does. It's for me. It's about. Because it happens a lot in porn. Like there's double penetration, which I'm a big fan of, which is one in the ass, one in the puss or whatever. And you can use toys or hands or whatever, but it's one in each, right? And then there's sometimes DV or DA, which is like double anal, or DV, like double. Sometimes it's double vag, double. Like it gets crazy. Like there's no stopping
it. McDonald's order.
That's number three. And a Diet Coke poured over her head because she's called a dumb pig. Like I was watching one last night where it was so hot, but they kept making the girl oink and I couldn't do it because I need the sounds. And she kept going like through this thing on her, like she was wearing this really cool leather thing on her face that made her mouth like fucking open, like a just a blowjob hole. Yeah. And it was all hot.
Were you looking for farm animal porn? Or
no. I was watching
random.
It was double penetration. So I was like going down and it just so happened to be one of the characteristics of this one that was otherwise great with like gangbang. Guys were being not as respectful as possible, but like it looked from the still images that this wasn't a rough gangbang, which is ones I don't like. Because I always feel like the girl halfway through is like, I don't really like this, but it's just like, ugh. It's like when you get to a shitty gig and you go, the green room sucks. The audience seems rowdy, but I'm already here. So I want to collect my check instead of making it a big thing and trying to get my money later on. When I sense that a porn star is in the middle of something and it's going in a direction that she probably didn't plan for, I tap out, you know? But when it's a situation that seems good, all fists, everyone on board.
All fists to go.
But I had to turn it off because
you watch porn so much longer than I bet you. The average guy listener right now.
I'm definitely addicted to porn, but it's an addiction that I
2 minutes, maybe love. 3 minutes and 30 seconds of each porn.
I watch, I'm not kidding you.
What's your average time, you think?
Yesterday I watched 2 hours.
You're on it more than I am on Instagram. Yesterday. It's like, it's
two
wild.
Separate times. Because the thing is, I realized if I were in a relationship, I'd be having sex all the time. I love it. It's one of my favorite things to do, and that you can do it to yourself and have a great time. I have a great time when I finally let myself not feel guilt about doing it, because I realized yesterday, I was like, God, I already masturbated today, but I really want to do it again. And I was like, if I had a boyfriend, I wouldn't feel guilt about this. If I spent an hour having like
connected sex with someone
that was like, you know, deep and like takes time and is like, and then I go, why can't I do that with myself? I'll have a better connection with myself afterwards if I like really do foreplay with myself. So Emily got into my head last week, and I feel like I like myself more when I'm able to do it in a way that's not like, shameful 3 minutes, close laptop. I'm just like, let's see what happens in here.
I feel you. I mean, look, I'd love to romanticize myself. I would love to like play with, you know, whatever. But yeah.
I will say the only problem is we got to get to the next story. The one problem right now with my porn addiction, because it is bordering on that, is that I see the world in porn. Like, there are no images that would freak me out because of how crazy the stuff is I see.
Yeah, you're like Jaws of Life.
So when I look at things, I made a joke about it in my act last year, but I want to do it more on stage. One time my friend, we were driving in her car, and we both had two Red Bull cans, and all she had in her car were this regular cup holder size. But two Red Bulls kind of fit, and I was like, I think I can get them both to fit. And she was like, no, you can't. And I go, yes, I can. I've seen this happen earlier today. Like, we can make it fit. Just relax. I'm like petting her RAV4, telling it's a good girl. And then the cup holder expanded. Really?
Yeah.
You weren't listening. I've done it like probably 40 times.
Would you rather have two Red Bulls in here or one Monster?
One Monster. I like, again, the two makes too much friction. Let's get to the next one.
By the way, the last two roommates.
It's my
Justin
birthday
Long.
And I'll ruin. It's my birthday and I'll ruin. You've heard it here first if I want
That's
to.
That's fine with me. I mean, it's not just your birthday.
Wait, what do you mean?
Every day's your birthday. That's the case.
I know, right? Yesterday was my birthday. Let's be honest.
It's been your birthday for 2 months.
Can I get three in today? Go.
A 7-year-old boy.
Oh, God. We're so sorry for that transition. Let's lighten the mood from gangbangs and fistings and to clean slate breath. Let's all take a breath. Let's think of,
should we clap to break it up?
No, we can get
eat
into
ginger
it.
Eat some ginger. We're switching up sushi rolls.
Ginger slices rolls. Of ginger. Cleanse palate. All right.
Sorry, misophonias or whatever. Okay, a 7-year-old boy swam for 1 hour against the current.
Whoa.
That separated him from his father and 4-year-old sister to get help and rescue his family. The father went out on a boat to fish while the kids swam around the boat. A strong current passed, which caused the dad to jump in the water to rescue the kids, but began to tire himself out. The boy said he would doggy paddle, then float on his back to make sure he wouldn't tire himself out. He reached the shore, knocked on doors, and got help, and people came.
Noah, thank you so much for this story on my birthday. I am inspired by this story, and it also brings up a subject very near and dear to my heart, which is the riptide and swimming when it's very dangerous. And as a really good swimmer myself and someone who would probably employ the same methods used by the 7-year-old, that is incredible. A 7-year-old was able to figure that out on his own. How did we get into the how did this all happen again? Because I kind of...
They were fishing just...
And where was this, in the ocean?
No, it was on a river.
St. Okay. John's River, correct? All right.
And the dad was on the boat fishing and the kids were swimming around the boat, and the 4-year-old... The daughter
also, like,
had a
nighttime too, which is wild.
Yeah, I mean, parents have some beers. The rules get lax because it seems safe. I get it. I'm a river kid. So what happened, Noah? So the
4-year-old was wearing a life vest, mm-hmm. but you know, according to laws or whatever, above that age and according to the boat size, the 7-year-old didn't have to. And then a strong tide came through, and the girl let go of the boat, and the current started to take her. So the dad jumped off the boat.
And it was the dad and the daughter. And then
did the dad have a vest or no?
Probably not.
Then how did dad stay up for so long?
Because the dad is a dad. And so the 4-year-old, thank God the 4-year-old had a life vest on.
Maybe he could have held on to the life vest with the girl.
Well, there's no way to really prevent these things. No one wanted this to all happen. Everyone was doing exactly what they thought would be the right thing in the moment. So it's like this went down the right way. But the 7-year-old jumping in was the mom, if there was one, or someone was probably freaking out. My sister almost died on a river with my mom, and it was fucking terrifying. They got caught. Their boat flipped on a very gentle river. My dad and I were in a canoe. We saw my mom and sister get in this like root wad, which is like, my dad always says the dreaded root wad because it sucks water under and like is really strong. And I think they had on life vests, but my sister goes, whoa, mama. We laughed in retrospect because that's all my sister kept saying. She was probably like 6 or 7 and I was 8, 9. I'm guessing even younger. Yeah. She was probably 5. I was 7. And I just watched in horror from our boat as my dad went over to rescue them. But I've never seen my family like so scared. And like,
how did your dad get them? Just by
I honestly blacked it out. But in retelling the story, my dad doesn't even like to tell it. No one likes to, because it was like, we seriously almost lost my mom and sister on the river. Like, we have a couple of those stories of like near death where it's like, this shit can happen. And it's like, everyone teach your kids how to swim, and also teach that fighting against a current and like giving in. This is a good lesson in meditation too. When like things are pulling you in life in a way, and you're trying to constantly swim against the feeling, and you suddenly like a ripped, cause I feel that sometimes when I look at my phone and there's 37 texts, and then I know I have to do this one recording later for DMB radio, and I have to do my podcast, and I have to figure out what to do for the open mic tonight, whether I go to the open mic or whether I schedule the karaoke room. There's a ton of stuff. And sometimes it's just good, instead of swimming against it and figuring out a plan, I'm going to do this. Think, just relax, take a deep breath. Because the worst that can happen is that you don't book the room in time for the karaoke, it doesn't work out, and then you just have your family over and you sing some songs around your fake fireplace. Or like, there's always, or I don't get DMB radio lines back to them. It's DMB fucking radio. If they, we need them by then. That's not the president. That's not the fucking White House is waiting for me to get recordings. So anything that, and no matter what you do for a living, even if you do work at the White House, that shit can be delayed too. Everything can wait. Everything's fine. Don't swim against it because you'll drown. And so
and
will
the best
your
is
mom
when you
possibly.
Delay it and you decide to do something for you, people somehow respond better to when you like,
I know. When you don't you get just, back in yeah. this like hectic, you know, doggy paddling against the current.
Yeah, you get rewarded.
You got a doggy paddle to get where you need to go. And then, but it shouldn't be a constant doggy paddle because you'll tire out.
Dude,
and you'll
my sister-in-law, she drove her Camaro when she was like 17 off a cliff, right? Like off this Florida cliff. Yeah, yeah, accidentally. And she crashed into the water, and she broke her back. Shit. And then she climbed up the hill that she fucking drove off, like 30 feet mm-hmm. in like Fort Pierce, Florida, and crawls up herself up this hill in the middle of the night, crawls like another 100 feet to a door, knocks on the door. The guy answers and goes, "Get off my fucking property. Stop like playing with me." Like, thought it was mm-hmm. a fucking like drug, like
yeah.
teenager. Didn't help her. So then she had to crawl to the next house. And she ended up being okay, but it was just like wild. Like, I'm just thinking about this 7-year-old knocking on the door, and like these people reacted. Whoever reacted, I mean, they're fucking heroes too, to be like, okay, like, let's figure this out. I don't know. Anyways, but yeah, it's just wild.
What humans can do in those moments yeah. when they're so broken and just to survive. And so when you hear someone like trying and trying, and then they die, it's very tragic because you want the. They were strong enough to survive, yeah. but there are a lot of people who are strong enough to survive, and the luck is just not with them. It's so much luck.
Dude, the golf cart went on my nephew that the other day. Remember I told you a story? Mm-hmm. My brother picked up this golf cart.
Yeah.
Like, it was nothing. And I went to pick it up, and I'm definitely strong. I couldn't pick it up. And right. because my nephew was under there, he just fucking like,
yep.
it was unbelievable. Yeah, I don't know. That, you could do whatever you
mom yeah. strength they talk about. That's so cool. There was a great sketch on Human Giant where they hired mothers and they put their kid, they would put the kid under the couch that they needed to move so that the mother would go, no. So these mothers could lift these things that yeah. these men couldn't do.
Only if the kid was dying.
Only if their child was in harm. It would be like fake harm. It's so funny. Human Giant, if you are a millennial or someone, a young millennial or a Gen Zer, if you've never checked out Human Giant, it's Aziz Ansari, Rob Hubel, and Paul Scheer, who are all faces you'll recognize. They had an MTV sketch show, and it was one of the best things ever.
It's so funny to picture like 48-year-old housewife going against strong men.
It's, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just because their baby.
Just because the baby's underneath. Yeah. It's.
I know. It's a great sketch.
All right. Next story.
Yeah. Why do I care? Or should we
go to why don't I care?
Let's try the next story. I'll zip through.
Okay. It's most likely a female mosquito that is buzzing your ear because male and female mosquitoes lead very different lives. The males typically hang out and sip on the nectar of flowers. The females need to find a blood meal after mating in order to have enough energy to produce eggs.
Whoa. So you can always call the mosquito that you hit a bitch.
Yes, because they need blood while the guy just chills and hangs and fucking drinks some beer.
Yeah, that makes it more. I bet that'll give me. Noah and I were talking about the voice on Zoom that goes, "You are being recorded." It's a woman's voice when you press record. Zoom just started using it. I guess people were being recorded and didn't know. So it goes, "You are now being recorded." And like, we were just go, "Shut up." I go, "Shut up, bitch." And Noah was like, "We get it, whore." Like, she didn't say that, yeah, but we were like, if it was a man's voice, would we like it? I'm sure there's studies about GPS.
Why does a woman's instead of a man's voice? Because you don't want to be mansplaining directions
to you? Siri, because Siri is like gentle and it's a woman, and a man makes it feel more like, I have to, the weather's 77 degrees. Fuck. Like, a man said it. And a woman's like, if you want it to be, it's 77 degrees. Like, they're like,
would you rather be a man voice?
I don't know. You know, my favorite GPS one ever was Waze used to do like little like guest star ones that would be funny. And one was like boy band, and it'd be like, "Turn left on the CN again." And it would just always be like, it would be a really,
I feel like that would relax band. Me though. It was like awesome. More.
You know what they do in Ubers now, which I fucking love, because sometimes I get in Ubers in LA.
Soundproof or whatever.
And the guy will have on the directions, and it'll be like, "Turn left on La Cienega, up ahead, 200 feet, turn left in 100. And you're just like, Dude, we get it. So now they have it on super fast. So it'll be like, turn left. So he hears enough to know, but it's not wasting all of our time.
Sounds like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I mean, for my ADD head that listens to everything on double speed.
You actually enjoy that more, though? That almost seems like it would annoy me more.
Well, it's the difference between listening to this long, drawn out. I wish it was
that guy with the mustache, that actor that has a real low voice.
Danny Trejo?
No. He has the white mustache. He's in Big Lebowski. He's always that guy that's always the country guy.
I know what you're talking about, that guy.
That soothing voice would be perfect. Make a left there, 200 feet.
Is it Sam Elliott?
Yes. Sam Elliott. That's good.
God, he'd be great for a GPS, for anything in your life.
You know what girl I'm obsessed with right now?
is the girl on TikTok who saves bees. And she talks about, I'm taking this beehive. Can we pull up the bee girl real quick? She's really easy to find. You guys got to hear. She's my favorite ASMR voice. I watch it and I just feel so relaxed. Because she's like, and now we're going to transfer the queen bee to the other place.
There's something about like the wildness of bees and then like bee when you're calm TikTok. In something that's very hectic. For most people?
Yes, that's the thing. She has to be very calm so she doesn't get stung. So this is the thing.
I got a call to rescue a swarm of bees, and here's how I did it. When I showed up, I found a beautiful swarm hanging off the side of a branch. So I set up their temporary transit hive, and I used my garden shears to
get... She gets even more.
The first thing I did was lift the cover.
Okay, she was really calm last night. That wasn't as good, but that voice is like so soothing to me. Some people just
have you ever been
voices.
Stung?
Yeah, but anyone who's scared of bees really annoys me. Honestly,
I can't do it. I can't eat and be like, oh, I don't understand those people. I'm scared of a bee man.
If
I'm eating a sandwich and some people are like, just stay still so the bee could just land on your nose. It's more afraid of you than it is of it.
Wait,
I don't,
Andrew.
No way.
No way.
I don't kill it. I'm just like, get it away from me.
But it's an irrational fear. If you just let it, it will go away. You can literally, it's... People that are scared of bees are looking for attention, I think.
No, we're just scared. We're just afraid.
I think there
I'm
are people
trying to eat
who
my
go,
sandwich.
Don't say the word moist. It's like you're looking for an identity, and your identity is like, I'm scared of bees, and it's a childish fear. I'm sorry to everyone who's listening that's scared of bees. I know you're going to get mad at me. I do think, Andrew, that you are scared of bees, but I'm trying to tell you it's irrational. But I do think some people like to be like, oh my God, bees, and they run around, and boys like them more because they are like screaming. Girls, I used to do it. So I think it's a little bit of that. Noah?
I don't want the attention. I don't care about
the
attention.
But Noah, you're scared of birds. Flying in your hair.
I'm scared of more pigeons okay, in pigeons. An enclosed location.
Wait, pigeons?
To be specific.
When are you in a pigeon house?
What insect are you afraid of?
Me.
Yeah.
House centipedes, because they don't have a plan.
Yeah, bees don't have a plan. A bee buzzes around.
No, I'm scared of house centipedes, and it is irrational because they don't bite, but they're not around as often. I would probably get used to them, and there is just something about them.
What about if a scorpion is next to your salad? Are you chill with that? I mean, where does it stop?
Yeah, I really am chill. One time a guy killed a scorpion when I was on stage in New Mexico with his flip-flop. He took it off. He was in the front row. And all of a sudden, I hear a flap, like slap. And I go, what the hell was that? And he goes, scorpion. And I go, where am I? It was in that Santa Fe casino, Casino. It was before I brought you there. I went back there because I loved it so much. This guy killed a scorpion. It was a cute little baby scorpion. And I picked it up. I go, is it okay to pick up? And everyone's like, no. And then people were like, the Yaz. I trusted the Yaz. So I picked it up. I also trusted the Yaz birth control in 2008 when I took it for about 3 months. I trusted the Yaz.
You got stung doing that.
And I picked it up by the stinger of its tail, and it was this cute, I think I named it Trevor, honestly, because I go, I'm going to keep it. And then I was leaving for the airport the next day, and I put it in a cup, left it backstage, because I really loved it. I was like, it's cool, scorpion. I was really mad at him for killing it, really mad. I turned it into a TED talk about don't kill things, even bees or house centipedes. But I was on the way to the airport, and we were like 15 minutes to the airport, and I go, I forgot my scorpion and I need it. And the guy was like, really? And I was like, I know that's crazy, but we have time. I really want
you wanted to turn the car around to pick up a dead scorpion.
I did. I went back and I went to Lost and Found, because that's where they told me that they had taken it from my green room, because it was in a cup that looked like someone would want to keep it. And I got it, and I don't know where it is to this day, so I don't know why I did that. But at the time, I just wanted to honor it and like
give it like a proper burial.
No,
did you feel good luck, like a good luck charm?
It was just, I hold on to things, as you know. Yeah. When something means a lot, I tend to take little like a serial killer would of the, they don't want to forget this thing, because a lot of the memories I have are things that I can't ever share with the world, of like these personal things that happen, and or share with someone else. There's no one, like if you and I were in a car accident together, it would be a traumatic thing that I could share with you and be like, that person knows what happened and only we will understand that. But sometimes you go through things in life that you go, only I know what this feels like. And I'm scared I'll forget it and not be able to conjure it again and remember it
unless I have something from it to either look or smell or like, so I steal things sometimes from the scene of
crimes
of extreme emotions.
Well, my aunt kept her boyfriend. He had a ponytail and he cut his ponytail. Mm-hmm. And she kept this ponytail in her drawer for, I mean, just 20 years later, she still has the ponytail.
I understand. Did she remarry?
No, she was never married. It's probably because it is the goddamn ponytail.
I'm not kidding you. You have to let it go, though, eventually. I have some things.
She made every guy clip it on before she fucked them. It was weird.
Yeah, I've taken some things from relationships that I hold on to. Like, I still use this pillow. It's my most prized possession that if this house lit on fire, I would probably grab my guitar at this point. Because that has more memories now to me. But before that, it would be my pillow that I just love to sleep with. But it was a gift from my ex-boyfriend, and I can't seem to get rid of it. I can't seem to get rid of a bowl I made him that he didn't want, so I kept it. I can't get rid of a lot of things, and I think it keeps you from moving on, for sure.
And just let it be clear. It's symbolic, it's not of moving my pillow. On. It's a. It's
oh,
your
no.
pillow.
No, it's... Yes. It's not just, a my pillow.
It's not a my glazer. Why glazer, do I care? Pillow. Okay, why do you care, Nick?
Why do I care?
Anna Faris reveals the marriage advice she has for her and Chris Pratt's son, Jack. Don't get married in your 20s. I don't know if it's too grumpy and cruel to say in a sense, but if I tell my 8-year-old son one thing that maybe would stick to is I would really encourage him not to get married in his 20s. Yeah. Essentially, she's saying your father sucks.
No,
that's
she's
what
not.
I get from that.
Not at all. She's saying that people don't know who they are in their 20s, and you will change, and you think you know everything, and you don't have enough life experience to make a choice about something that should be forever. However, if you want to get married in your 20s and know that it might only last 5 years and or two, and that doesn't mean, and that doesn't mean it's an unsuccessful relationship. I'm tired of people divorcing and everyone going, I'm so sorry. I'm tired of it. We need to change the discourse or a relationship ending. My friends recently...
Yeah, but that's a different thing than what she's... So no, you would say then get married in your 20s because if you get divorced, it's a
yes,
good thing.
Yes, but she's speaking under the pretense that marriage is forever and that people still look at it that way. I want to be married for 2 years right now. Like, I would like to meet someone, fall in love and say, let's... We don't have to... I hope it's forever. God, I hope it's forever because you're awesome enough that if I feel this way about you in 2 years, let's do for... Like, let's keep going. But in realistic terms, I change so much and so do other people that it is not crazy to think that in 2 years we'll be in a different place and I will still have love for you of all the experiences we went through. But we might be better off with other people, and that doesn't mean that this wasn't, you weren't my soulmate for this time and that it was the best ever. When eventually you'll die and that relationship will come to an end no matter how long it lasts. Does that mean it's a bad relationship because you died? Someone left it? It's like, I don't think... Relationships are failures if they end.
Agreed, but I also think telling an 8-year-old son that you should not get married in your 20s.
She's not telling him that now.
That's what
she's saying. They're asking, what would you tell your son? And then the person made it seem like she sat down her 8-year-old, the guy who wrote it, had to say...
If I could tell him
anything. Yeah, I guarantee you she's not telling her.
And it could be tongue-in-cheek, too. That's the problem with these fucking quotes.
It isn't tongue-in-cheek because she addresses the fact that it might seem dark and sad, but it's real, and I think she's so right. I've talked to many people recently. I talked to 3 men intimately recently who got married in their 20s and regretted it instantly, knew it was wrong, had to go through with it. Like, I was talking about those girls and those gangbangs, and... Thank God they did, because, you know, they wouldn't be where they are today unless they did go through it. But I do think getting married in your 20s is a very big risk that many people do and succeed in. My sister, for one of them, my parents. And is staying in a relationship forever success? I don't actually look at it that way. When I hear a couple's been together for 50 years, there's some part of me that goes, you guys kind of like were weak. Because there were times where both of you wanted to leave and have better lives, and you probably could have better lives, but you didn't, because it's hard to do that. So not a weakness, but I'm just someone who doesn't look at people being married a long time as the coolest thing. I think it's kind of like staying at a job that you were too scared to leave because you didn't know what else you could maybe achieve in your life. I feel like it's like that. How many things do you choose in your 20s that later on you go, I didn't want to do this job at all?
Yeah.
And then you switch careers and everyone's, good for you. You know, this is what you should be doing. You should be doing pottery all along. And it's like, why do we celebrate that for a man who leaves a corporate life to go do art
And yet we don't celebrate for a guy who married a woman who his parents kind of wanted him for him. And then he leaves her for a younger girl that might be an artist that just so happens to be younger. So now everyone makes it about that. I don't know the answer to that, but that's why I care. Let's get to Reddit dump. Oh, this will be a short one today.
I
gotta
see that girl's pottery. I think it's pretty good. Yeah. If you know what I mean.
I do know what
pottery,
you
mean. By pottery, I mean ceramics.
Okay, so I pulled up my Reddit, and right away, by the way, it's my own Reddit, my subreddit that someone, that a lot of people keep track of. These guys also know that I look at it. So, yeah. Oh, a gentle. They always post my stories on here, and then sometimes they have little like questions for each other about like me and my life that they post. Someone posted a what did they say? Sometimes they'll ask questions. I was sharing some of them with you the other day, Andrew. Someone said Matus on my subreddit, the r Nikki Glaser. Subscribe if you're a Redditor and see what these guys are posting, because sometimes they'll just be like, legs I'd love to lick. That's like the title, and then it's a picture of my legs. And sometimes they just say things like, listening to old pods and kind of missing the way they sign off the podcast with yeah. So it's things like that, and then people will comment on that. Let's see what they commented. Me too. And someone said, oh my gosh, yes, me too. Sometimes I still whisper jackpot to myself and giggle. Well, if that's not enough to get me saying jackpot again, I don't know what is.
I mean, that's all it takes.
Okay, so let me get to the saved post. I have some interesting things for you today. We're going to zip through them, and it's going to take us into the final thought if I'm guessing correctly. Here we go. Okay, white people Twitter. That's one of my favorite. That's just good tweets. There's also black people Twitter. It's just good tweets across the board. This is from Anne T. Donahue, who is someone I've been following for a while. She's a comedian writer in Canada.
Sounds like Auntie Donahue.
And I always, yeah, Anne T A N E A N N E T Donahue. Give her some follows. People, I love when my listeners follow people who are funny that I've recommended, and then these people reach out to me and say, oh my God, I just got so many followers. It makes this person's day, and this person deserves it. She's really funny. This is one of my favorite tweets of hers. Noah, you'll like this. In 2007, if you wore a long sleeve t-shirt under a regular t-shirt, it meant that you liked music. I love it. It's
especially
so true.
If it was a white long sleeve t-shirt.
Okay,
under
this is
a dark shirt.
This is from Ask Reddit, my favorite subreddit. Interesting questions are posed, and then people answer them, and all the top answers are voted up. This one is, what is something that everyone looks stupid doing? This one is great. Let me read the top ones.
I could guess some, I bet.
Tripping over absolutely nothing while walking on a flat surface, chasing after something blown away by the wind, waving at a person you wrongly thought was waving at you, getting out of the back seats of a two-door car. Oh, that's a good one.
Ugh.
Walking down stone steps that are uncomfortably spaced so you have to lunge and reach for each one. Tripping, holding the door for someone at that weird distance when they're close but you still got to wait like half a minute. Okay, those are good ones. Next thing.
Walking on ice.
Walking on, oh, that's good. Good,
yes,
Andrew.
Terrible. You can't look cool. Can't look tough.
This is another. This is from the subreddit Conan being awesome. This is this is not as populated as the Conan subreddit, but this one also has good Conan stuff. It says, it's a tweet from him that says, Timothée Chalamet will make a great Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka. I laughed out loud so hard at that.
What do you think about movies getting remade that instead of making new ones?
I don't mind it. I like, you can really spice up something. It's like doing a cover of a song. This is great. This is a picture of a belly button, this girl's belly button. And she said, there's an old woman's face in my belly button. Now look and see this. It's wild. I almost posted, I'm going to post it on mine.
Oh my God.
Noah, look.
And I also like that the old woman has like
a barbell through her head. But that's great. You got to go watch to see that. That is from the subreddit Mildly Interesting. And then
looks like bitter beer face.
This one. Here's the thing. We've all talked about red flags. This is from Ask Men. These are questions that people, generally women and other men, are asking men in general. Ask Men. We've all talked about red flags when dating a woman, but what about green flags? What are signals that you're dating a good woman? This one said, this comment said, go canoeing together. If you still like each other after that, proceed with dating. What? Dude, that's so funny that came up.
Yeah, because there's a lot of mansplaining going on.
It's not meant to be. Yes.
Like, are you paddling? You're not paddling enough. There's just a lot of like you could learn from someone.
This one was she's nice to other people without the expectation of getting anything. I like that.
Nice to waiters is important.
Yes. That's always a good one. And then, okay, I'm going to round us out here with an oldie but a goodie. 1 second. I did that one. Oh, God, what? So, what's it? Oh, this was one. Oh, this is from Ask Reddit. Not safe for work label. What kink did you first think what the fuck, but actually tried and enjoyed? Let's read the top ones. I was friends with benefits with a Brazilian exchange student for a while who was super passionate in bed. One night she started berating me in Portuguese. It was incredible. Just opening up something that you're just like, wait, I've never been yelled at in a foreign language.
It's probably better because you don't understand how much she hates you.
Portuguese sounds like Spanish, so you think it's maybe Spanish, so you can maybe decipher it, but then it has a lot of idgy, didgy, jizzy, jiggy, gizzy, jiggy.
It's a strong language. It's like very like...
Whenever I hear Portuguese, all I hear is digi, idgy, idgy, idgy in the middle of Spanish. And then spit kink, someone said. Of course, now not really anymore because of corn dog. I don't know what corn dog is. Like I found COVID? COVID. I found it weird and so did my girlfriend, but she wanted to try it and we both liked it. Another person says, this girl choked me while she was riding me one time and I thought to myself, okay, I get it now. And someone says, I don't know if this is really a kink, but dirty talk during sex. In my head, I'm thinking wild and disgusting things, but I never said them aloud until I was with a dude who wanted me to say it and say it all. And phew, just hearing myself gets me off sometimes. Oh, that's great. They're scratching, hair pulling, masochism, spanking. I mean, these are all things. God, this, I love how this podcast comes full circle.
Wait, what? I'm trying to think.
Because we talked about all these things and I just happened to look at that. I mean, it's all stuff based on stuff I'm interested in. So it's actually not really a coincidence, but, and I'm the one who.
Yes, it is.
It does feel to me like this one was a cosmic one for my birthday. So we got to go.
Yeah. If we were talking about like socio-political economics in North Korea and then that came up later.
Yeah.
Because it's something we never talked about. But if it's anal and then anal
the
fact again.
That the canoe thing came back around and there was a story about the kid in the canoe, which was only given to
us. Have you ever canoed with a guy?
Final thought. No, I haven't. But this summer, I once and for all, I don't like canoeing. My family is very canoe enthusiastic. My brother-in-law owns a company called Big Muddy Adventures in St. Louis. If you're ever in St. Louis and you're an outdoors person, sorry, I'm picking out my leg, but it's my birthday. I really want to.
I know,
if you're an outdoors person, but do you see the skin I want to get right there?
I know,
but just
it's
that
making
little
me a
flake.
Little nauseous.
Okay. That's fine.
Even if it's on your birthday, yeah. I know it's your birthday.
It's my birthday. I'll make you nauseous if I want to. Okay, so. Over the summer, so canoe. Big Muddy Adventures, by the way, great excursions led by a team of really skilled people. And it's my brother-in-law's company. I'm very proud to that he has this company that everyone in St. Louis is freaking out about. Book your trips now because they fucking stack up. Anyway, my dad obviously is I grew up on a river because my dad's a kayak and canoe enthusiast, camping all the time, loves the outdoors. I've never liked this stuff. And it's not just because of that horrific thing that I talked about before. I've never liked the outdoors. You guys know that. I just don't. I like a hike and I like seeing beautiful things. And you the other day were like, remember when you asked me about outdoors and like adventure? Do you remember that the other day?
What, when I went hiking?
We were watching video of looking at stingrays. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
What did you ask me?
If you were into it because you wanted to impress the guy, or did you actually enjoy the stingrays?
We were watching video of me.
Because people do that.
Hugging stingrays and swimming with them and being really adventurous in a swarm of stingrays that a lot of people are uncomfortable with. And Andrew was like, there was someone there I had a crush on. And so Andrew was like, did you do that because you wanted to be like cool for that person? And I won't say that it was maybe 2% that, but honestly, I was pulling back even more than I wanted to be because I will do anything if it involves animals.
Yeah.
And that's what I said to Andrew. I go, I'm adventurous, but if there's not animals involved where I get to touch animals or swim next to them,
in
I
the
will
wild
risk-
though, too. They can't be like at a petting zoo. You don't like
no,
that.
No, I like petting zoo. I went to a petting zoo.
I thought you hate zoos.
I don't like zoos that, yeah, if it's a petting zoo where it's like a yeah. refuge, yes.
Oh, refuge zoo.
It's you know, cool. But like, I like zoos if it's their rescued animals, but zoos to me are really just sad. But no, I will do anything adventurous for an animal. So that gives me peace in my soul because, and maybe you're someone who doesn't like outdoors, whether it involves animals or not, and you're truly a bad person. I'm just kidding.
I wonder if there was a girl on that boat that I was really into, if I would have been like more open to swimming with the stingrays.
You would have.
I kissed a stingray. I kissed one. He was like,
That's amazing.
He was in control. No, I didn't go. I didn't go
but
inside the 40.
One, you didn't have to do that
because it was apparently good luck. I know. I stepped out there, but I did not fuck around with what
no,
you
I
did.
Loved
like,
it. I loved I it
just,
so much.
I don't want to see
if
it.
If anything, the person I was having a crush on was.
Have
more
you ever done
the,
anything that because of yes. the crush that you put yourself in a situation that you
yes.
definitely like what?
Like
that you can remember
every sexual encounter I had before I stopped drinking. Like I'm saying, like those gangbangs, like you just, you start, you want to make, you like a guy or you want his attention or you like hanging out with him because he's a friend. And then he wants to take it to a level that's sexual. And you feel like I've done this. I made it sexual. He likes me. It's my fault. I wasn't clear enough about boundaries. So then you end up kissing him because you're like, it's just kissing. I can get through this. And then he starts feeling you up and you go, it's just feeling me up. I can get through this. This isn't like, he's probably just horny. He's not like falling in love with me or anything. This isn't going to be bad if I go through with it. Then you end up sucking his dick. It's like this thing that you go, I don't hate this. I need to suck a dick because I haven't in a while. And it's nice to know that I can, but I don't really want to be doing this. And it's not the guy's fault and it's not your fault. It's just you, things just slowly progress and you end up doing something you don't want to do. Like being in a canoe with a guy, going on a hike. I went on a hike with Graham. There's a guy in town that has asked me out a lot who I like as a friend very much and probably could like as a more than that, but I'm just not I'm not the person right now that is going to like him like that. And that's, you know, fine. He asked me out on dates. I always am like, dude, just friends. We go on a hike and
if you had to do it again or do it again, would you rather blow him or go on this hike?
No, I would rather go on a hike because I loved this hike because I told him I hate this. I go, I don't want to do this. And then we got a branch got caught in my hair, which is my pigeon in my hair of like,
yeah,
especially
you thought
summer.
Your hair ripped out.
I used to be really paranoid about my hair ripping out as anyone who listened to you up over the summer knew I was really going through depression. It was all being taken. If I'm nervous about my hair ripping out, it's because I'm really sad and I'm not addressing it. I finally realized that I made the connection between feeling fat and being depressed where I go on days where I go, I'm fat. Whether or not that's true, it's I'm depressed because if I were fat and happy, I wouldn't care. And same with my hair when I get paranoid about it ripping out. So I was just going through a bad time and it got stuck in my hair. And then we had to go hop over this like creek. And I just go, I hate this. And he was like, whoa, he was freaked out. But I was honest. And guess what? He still wants to hang out with me because I was just myself and he accepted it. And so.
Yeah, because you're still a hot girl on a
hike. What's the worst thing you've done?
But you know what I mean, though? Like.
What do you mean?
He's still indie. Like a hike, no guy is going to go, this girl hated a hike.
No, you don't understand what I showed a side of myself that
maybe it could have been a red flag.
It was the way I like talk to you sometimes where we're doing something I don't want to do. I'm like, Andrew, I want to leave now. I was stressed out. Yeah. I was anxious. That's a side that I don't show guys that I'm trying to win over, but I should because it's what you're going
to
get.
I'm trying to think what I've done to try to impress a girl.
Oh, I mean, running in the rain.
Yeah, but that was to
licking her tears, wiping her tears on your face. Can you tell our listeners about that before we go? This is for my birthday gift. It's the funniest thing.
When my college girlfriend, I was obsessed with her, and anytime she would break up with me, which seemed almost every day, I would cry, and then I would put my tears on her cheeks. I don't know why, but I guess she wasn't crying, you know, and she was laughing.
I think it's you wanted her like. Smells and DNA, like when you love someone, you just like,
dude,
want
I was
them
just
on
like,
you.
I just wanted her. I played. I just wanted her to love me, and she just wouldn't.
Aww,
so I was
I
just
know.
Like, take my tears
pain.
On your face.
Honestly, that's like a beautiful lyric.
Take my tears on your face
because it could be sexual. I'm really getting into writing songs and take my tears on your face. Would be great.
I mean, I was with this girl and like we would cuddle and like if she like turned around or like stopped cuddling.
Yeah.
I like right away I'd get complete anxiety that she hated me.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Well,
one of those
actually
things.
It was you were being emotionally abused. It wasn't your fault.
And I probably was right.
No, she was being really cruel to you. Someone you loved was doing something purposely to make you feel bad. I mean, no one just rolls over.
I know, but I should have been strong enough
to leave.
To just leave.
Because someone
That's why you don't get married in your 20s, Jack.
Yeah, and people in their 30s and 40s and 50s still take this kind of abuse where the person you love, you know, has done something that they know will make you feel unloved. It's a really bad feeling and it needs to be called out immediately if you can bring yourself to do it because it is self-respect. So for my birthday today, before I go, I want everyone to give me a gift today that is still listening to the podcast.
if you can today, when you have a bad thought about yourself or like feel like I shouldn't do that, I need to do this, or I should have done this, or why do I look like this, or why is my house a mess? Any negative thought, truly anything. Why did I murder that person in high school and haven't told anyone? Like literally any thought. Will you just in the moment.
Took her snack pack.
I mean, that's justified. Will you just in the moment for whatever you feel today, tell yourself, I do not want this. If I could snap my fingers, my room would look great. If I could snap my fingers and be a size 2, I would do that. No, you've heard me say this before, but just try it for me today. Say to yourself, say your name out loud and say, hey, Brenda. Brenda, I'm just going to give an example. Brenda, your kid just screamed, I hate you, to you. Your husband's not talking to you. Your phone is broken. Your car needs to get fixed and you have no money for it. Isn't that hilarious that all of those things are lining up for you and like you like have so many things that are not going right? It is so fucking crazy. That's wild. You poor thing to have to go through this.
That's that rip current.
You poor thing, Brenda. Say to yourself, you poor thing. Feel it. I'm going to do this for myself today too. Feel it. Let yourself be like, laugh about it. Don't be mean and go, you should feel bad. Just be light about it. You don't have to be nice, but be light and let yourself know that if you could snap your fingers, all those things wouldn't be happening, but you can't. So it's life and you're doing your best. You really are doing your best. People always go, I could do more. If you could, you would. You're not, so accept it and just be nice to yourself. Be nice to yourself today. I love you. See you tomorrow, besties. We'll have another talk like this again. Love you so much for listening. Thank you for dealing with me when I'm a chatterbox and my ADD meds are kicking in. And maybe I took a hit in the middle of the show because it's my birthday. I wanted to be a little bit high and feel a little bit loopy. And I have a whole coffee in myself. And I'm really excited for my birthday. And guess what? This helped me. The rest of the day, I'm going to be easy on myself. Dave Matthews Band Radio can suck my dick.
But you should probably get it.
Yeah, I should. I got it. I got to get it. I can be done because.
Hurry up. Hurry up.
Okay.
And
yeah, but